The recovery of the 7 American POWs in Iraq brought a rare burst of applause at Marine Combat Headquarters, but cautious commanders warn they still have work to do. Even as U.S. troops moved into Saddam Hussein's hometown of Tikrit, sporadic fighting continued in other parts of the country. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
At one time, Tikrit was seen as a likely last stand for Saddam and his most loyal supporters. But as Marines moved into the city north of Baghdad, General Tommy Franks told CNN not to expect a climactic war-ending battle.
This is the last of the major population centers that we know we want to control. But Iraq's a large country, and so there are lots of places in this country where we have not physically had our soldiers.
As late as today, there was a report of 4 American soldiers wounded in an attack south of Baghdad. Frank says U.S. forces need to go back to those towns and villages they bypassed in the last 3 weeks and root out lingering fighters. He notes some of the remaining fighters are foreign mercenaries from Syria. Saddam's half-brother, Watan Ibrahim Hassan, was recently captured, traveling en route toward Syria. President Bush today repeated his warning to Iraq's western neighbor.
The Syrian government needs to cooperate with the United States and our coalition partners and not harbor any Baathists, any military officials, any people who need to be held to account for their tenure during what we are learning more and more about. It was one of the most horrendous governments ever.
Military forces continue to hunt for other regime leaders and for signs of weapons of mass destruction. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld says Iraqi citizens can help in that effort, just as they helped to locate the American POWs. Rumsfeld told NBC Iraqis are also cooperating with U.S. and British forces to control looting in the cities.
In some cases, there's actually joint patrols going on with local people, with U.S. and coalition military, out policing the area and restoring order.
On Tuesday, U.S. forces will host a meeting in Nasiriyah to begin to plan for Iraq's interim government. Rumsfeld told CBS the Iraqi people will play a key role.
It's going to be their decisions, not ours. And Tom Franks, needless to say, will be there and will see that the security environment is such that these kinds of things can happen.
The challenges of that process are evident today in Najaf, where Reuters reports a standoff between rival groups of Shiite Muslims. Armed men reportedly surrounded the home of a Shiite leader, demanding he leave the country or face attack. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.